New year, new kitchen. Kitchen Tune-Up has 5 ways to help you love your kitchen again. Call 810-488-9778 to schedule a safe, free consultation or visit kitchentuneup.com.
All right, on this Monday morning, the first Monday of 2021, we want to say good morning. Happy New Year to Dr. John Brooks at McLaren Port Huron Hospital. Dr. Brooks, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. Happy New Year.
And how goes the battle against COVID-19 locally?
So if we look at the numbers and we look at the trends that we've seen over the last 4 weeks, we've had an ongoing improvement. When we look at the total number of cases and we look at the numbers that are probable or confirmed, the number has continued to decline quite precipitously over the last week. We have lots of concern, though, about like what happened after Thanksgiving with a big spike with people getting together. We're of course, very concerned what happens over the next 7 to 14 days.
Are you prepared for that, you know, if there are a number of people that are diagnosed and need hospitalization?
Yes. So what's good about in our community now, there's lots of places to get testing. All 3 hospitals have testing locations. There's some other clinics in town that have testing available, so that is the first step. If people believe that they've been exposed or they're having even mild symptoms, they should get testing. That's the first step. And then I know at the 3 hospitals here in town right now, especially at McLaren Port Huron, that our capacity is excellent. We've ramped up. We have lots of capacity. The ER is open and ready to take care of any problems.
I think that's really important to communicate to people because there are places in the country where that's not the case, and we're seeing that on national news. So you turn on TV, you see hospitals, you know, essentially bursting at the seams, ERs unable to treat patients. They have to take them elsewhere into the hospital. It's a real mess in some places. That's not the case here in Port Huron, is it?
Yeah, thank God it is not. So I know I saw the national news over the holiday weekend, and it looked like out west and in Florida and in Texas, there are certain some areas where their ERs are at 100% capacity. Their ICUs, even with what are called overflow ICUs, are 100%. So people that come in with heart attacks and strokes are having a hard time taking care of them. As of right now, we have great capacity. We have more than enough space. We have not canceled any surgeries. We're doing our general and our very complex surgeries. If people have heart surgery or aneurysm repairs, they end up in the ICU. We have more than enough capacity. We're continuing to do all of those kind of cases. So we're really pleased that we're able to offer all that still.
What are we seeing different in the coronavirus cases that you're seeing now as opposed to, say, in March or April when it was brand new?
So the difference then is that we didn't really know a lot about it and we didn't know how to treat it. And so when we look at what's called case fatality, that was a bit higher than it is now. The people that end up making it through now are many more because we generally just really have some good ways to treat it. Now, we don't have perfect treatments. Everything we have is all emergency use. But I can tell you at least our experience here is that those that have gotten really sick that have recovered and left our ICU and then left our hospital, that's kind of the norm. Where I can tell you when we were in the spring, it didn't feel like that's how it went. So we're seeing that nationally too. In the state of Michigan, the case fatality rate is 2.5%, which is better than I think about 10% in the spring.
What is the treatment for COVID-19, especially for somebody who maybe doesn't require hospitalization, but they're home feeling pretty miserable?
So if somebody is ill and they are sick and they are known to have COVID but not sick enough to be hospitalized or need oxygen, there is monoclonal antibody therapy available. People may know that the one the president got was called Regeneron. The other one is called BAM, B-A-M. Those are available. There are access points through, I believe, the 3 hospitals in town that's the only way to get it as far as I know. People would need to be seen by their primary provider, diagnosed with COVID, and they have to be ill enough to receive treatment, but not ill enough to require hospitalization. So we could give them a monoclonal treatment. And then certainly if somebody is ill enough to become hospitalized, we have a whole protocol that has been developed. And I know here through McLaren Health, there's a whole team of us, infectious diseases, pulmonary critical care, hematology, all working together so that we've been able to optimize the treatment to improve our outcomes.
Talking with Dr. John Brooks at McLaren Port Huron Hospital. Last time that we talked was, before the holiday, I think it was Christmas week that the vaccine arrived at the hospital. How's the rollout of vaccinations been going there at the hospital, and what are the next steps to be taken?
So it's been very exciting here. We've been able to utilize both the Pfizer and the Moderna vaccines. We've gotten supply and stock of both. We used 100% of our Pfizer allocation in that first week. And we've used, I think, about 80% of our Moderna, because we got quite a bit more of that that came the week between Christmas and New Year. We know through our entire health system, so McLaren Health, we've vaccinated about 8,000 of our employees and healthcare providers to date. This coming week, we've gotten some more stock throughout the corporation. We're looking to double that in the next 7 to 10 days. We have about 33,000 that we're looking to vaccinate through our healthcare system that we're looking to have done by the end of January. So we're really excited.
That is exciting. What's the rate of compliance been in terms of people that are eligible to receive the vaccine actually accepting it and taking it?
So, and our healthcare workers depends on site, but here we've been about 67%. We have had a group of our young ladies that are pregnant that have been a little concerned. There's a little data that's there that we just don't know exactly the safety profile in pregnancy. So there has been some hesitance in some of the pregnant women. And then there are just some that, you know, it's a new vaccine, so there's been a bit of hesitation. I can tell you, I've been fortunate. I got my first dose, and I feel wonderful. I'm looking forward to my second dose on Saturday. And the vast majority of the providers that I've been here with at the hospital have gotten it, are very pleased to have it. It really feels like it's that first step for us to be making a big difference in what's going to happen next.
Well, a lot of excitement. Anybody that has had it has talked about, at least anybody that I've heard that's had it, has just talked about the excitement and the optimism of having that vaccine available.
Absolutely. You know, our frontline workers who every day have been exposed, for them to be able to feel like, okay, now not only am I not going to get it, and the big thing is not to be able to give it to other people, right? That's one of our biggest concerns that we worry about, is that we certainly don't want to pass it on. So we're really excited to be able to break that chain.
Keep up the good work, Dr. Brooks. Appreciate your time this morning. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Paul. Great day.
Take care. Bye-bye.